Meet Jude Mordi, a seasoned food technologist, innovator, and consultant with over 30 years of expertise in the food industry. From quality management to product development, he has shaped the landscape of food safety and innovation, holding key roles at Cadbury Nigeria and Kraft Foods. Now, as Chief Operating Officer of Stoba Nigeria Limited and founder of CASA, Jude is pioneering organic food processing, crafting to same blends, cereal flours, cassava derivatives, and unique spice mixes. His passion for sustainable food innovation is transforming the industry one product at a time. Jude Mordi, blending tradition, technology, and taste to create a healthier future.
My name is Jude Mordi. I am a food professional. I am an entrepreneur running a food business. The name of the company is Stoba Nigeria Limited. And we are into food processing, we are into food consulting, we are into equipment design and fabrication. Equally, I am a council member of the Nigerian Institute of Food Science and Technology, and it has a chartered body in which is the government arm. I have over 30 years experience in the food business. Well, it's been a long journey. It's something that right from school I've always intended to be a food processor, to be in the forefront. But first of all, I had to pass through an internship so that I learned the works and it's not just the theoretical part of it. And along the line, after spending, I spent some time in sales, contract sales, agricultural contract sales, that's dealing with government and large multinationals. And then eventually I went into facility management, and that facility management is maintaining high-rise buildings, all the international airports in Nigeria, the steel rolling mills and all that. I guess these things were preparing me for the journey ahead. And then ultimately I had to do a somersault, go back again to start all over in the food industry, which was actually my passion. And all through, I was taken through the whole works, and at a point I felt that I'm done. I needed to go out and do some things, and the knowledge, the experience acquired. And I came out and I went into consulting, food consulting for companies, having some client startups and some of the SMEs that were actually started, but were having some challenges. Some of them I had to be an in-house person, because even while I was on my 20-year journey in the food industry, I was more or less an in-house consultant, ensuring that the business ran efficiently and effectively. And it's been that, challenges everywhere, and looking up to the, facing those challenges up until now. And there are still a lot along the journey. It's still on. Most of these products, there are challenges in terms of what do we do about the local Nigerian cuisines. I am particularly inspired by the Indomies, because Indomie is a local food, and somebody has cleaned it up and brought it to the global stage and making money for the people. And you find that migration, there's a lot of the Japa syndrome in Nigeria. You find a lot of Nigerians in the diaspora, and part of the challenge, the nostalgia, is how do we get the food that we have in Nigeria for them to eat in that area. I take another example, Red Bull. Today, Red Bull is the fastest selling energy drink in the world. And Red Bull, I sometimes I refer to it as Shekpe. It's nothing more than Shekpe that we have in Nigeria here. And somebody, a German investor, came up, took that thing, cleaned it up, and took it to the global stage. And those are part of the things we are talking about. Like this now, this is barbecue seasoning. This basically is the spice that you use. They're trying to clean it up and make it into a much more marketable product. It's the spice that you see in the villages that they use in eating roasted yam and roasted plantain, boli, and all that. You put it in palm oil and you mix it, and you are done. And that is this. Now, you find this is a tenderizer, seasoning tenderizer. And it's basically, the materials are all sourced in Nigeria. Today, Nigerians, because of the economy and all that, a lot of pomo eating is in place, and you need to save time and save energy. By the time you put this gets these things soft and you can easily take them. Well, this is chili sourced from Nigeria again, and we have different blends. This is Mountain Blend tea. This tea is basically a composition of your local zobo, your lemongrass. They are all antioxidants, anti-aging, and you find that they support your health. They support your health by good nutrition. You will still find this is basil tea. Basil tea is what they call in Igbo, they say it's in Chanwan. This is a wonderful thing in terms of health and nutrition. And these things are things that they come into the country. I take for instance, there's another product that we have which is not here, bitter leaf. You find that today bitter leaf is being, well, we are exporting the bitter leaves, and they are drying it and compacting it and putting it inside capsule and sending it back to Nigeria to be sold at high prices. And of course, it is coming on the platform of MLM. That's the network marketing. And how much are we taking it to that side for? Peanuts. And it's coming in here, value added. These are the things. Then you look at, this is garri, which is quite universal. I was quite surprised years back when I took a trip to Singapore, and I saw that there's a Nigerian producing garri in Korea. And you see, these are pressure points on Nigeria that Nigeria can easily produce. And I looked at it, what do we do about it? Yes, everybody can produce garri, which incidentally is the lowest on the range in the cassava value chain. I was once a consultant in the cassava revolution in Nigeria before the project term got ended. And we looked at it, we can enrich garri, and that's why here you have your coconut, you have your milk. All you need to do is just put it in your bowl, put water, stir it, and you are done. Then you have the strawberry, you have the chocolate, the same concept. There are quite a lot of this. Of course, this is a lemongrass. You find that the average Nigerian is stressed, and this is an anti-stress. You take these things and you find that it helps to calm you down. The aroma alone is another one. You can even use it for your beauty regime, the skin. You can take it to bath. This Cerasi is what today in Jamaica it's a very big seller in Jamaica that is bringing in so much for them. And Cerasi is a wonderful herb that it could be used as. It's for beauty regime. It also helps in diabetes, to bring down the sugar levels in the blood. It also helps in your heart health. It helps. It's a brain booster. It's an antioxidant. You can even use it in your beauty regime. You put it in water that you brew and then you soak yourself in it. So there's so many things. And these are the things that are powering those things, that there are things we can do. All we need to do are to identify these things, clean them up. When you clean them up, put them in a process thing. And that's why we also went into process and equipment design, because it's part of my journey. We design the product, we design the process to achieve it, and then what equipment do we really need for us to be able to do that? And we also do training. We train people and put them through. And you find that these are just some of the things that has inspired some of these products that you can see here. One of the cardinal things that we have, which is Nigerian, is not peculiar, is funding, capital. When you take these things to the banks are going to be asking you to bring a business report and all that. Most of these things are things that they are novel. They are not things that people have done. Because you see, when you are writing these things, you are going to be benchmarking that this person did. So at best, what you are going to do might be assumptions. they might be assumptions. So you find that banks don't work with assumptions. I've gone to my banker, and my banker told me that I am not qualified for a loan. And I said, what is happening? I every money that comes to the business goes through you. Probably the money is coming out faster than you expect, but that is not the thing, and it was point blank. Well, that one moment was when I looked at these things, and I offered some of these to, remember, like I said, I also do consulting. I stay with consulting, and most of these products are the things that had been offered in the past to clients. And unfortunately, a lot of them either felt that no, they would rather go into the one that they can do and immediately the money comes in, instead of building on these, which are strategic, they are long-term things. And at a point, I had to ask myself, if you are so sure of these things, why don't you go into his production? And if at the end of the day, and somebody comes and he says he wants to be an investor or he wants to buy it outright, you push it to that person. So it was more of a reality to me that, look, there must be that thing that would, a challenge that would show that, yes, that these things are actually possible. And like I said, I've spoken about Indomie, I've spoken about Red Bull. These are things that happen. Somebody was doing his thing on a small base, and somebody from outside came and he saw the future, and today the future is there with them.
Hi, Mr. Jude. Welcome, and thank you for being on Smart Cash Flow.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I love these products that you have here. So walk us through these products and tell us your best-selling products.
Well, I would say that the best-selling product here is Gari.
Wow.
This is chocolate, Gari with chocolate. Mm. And they are enriched. It's not just plain Gari. It's something you find that people don't have the time. You know, it's more like convenience. You're hungry, you just come in, you have something that you can easily just snack on, and you take it, and it's so filling. Then we have the coconut here, variant coconut here. Uh-huh. We also have strawberry for those who are more of, when I say foreign oriented, you find that is a tropical
wow.
ones. And after that, you now have this. This is more or less a relaxant,
okay.
Stress.
Stress buster
here, and of course there's a lot of antioxidants in it, phytochemicals that are inside it. So, and they are natural products. They're natural products that we just said to do and get out. So these are more or less these ones are, well, they are preparing to go into the market. That's why this is cinnamon. You find that this one also relaxes, and incidentally, you have mint there. They are antimicrobial there, and part of the things there are that they relax, and they have nutritional components that actually help in health. And again, they are good in terms of people who are in the program of weight reduction.
Weight
reduction, they are quite good. Then you want to do cleansing, you want to clean your system of detoxification, the liver detoxification. You will be talking of that there. You have your Seracity here.
Okay.
This is just wonderful. This is just wonderful in that it's a wonder product, if I will use that term. It's especially skewed at a lot of women. Ladies that have PMS, premenstrual syndrome, it kind of relieves that. And then ladies after giving birth, you can use this one just to clean up the system, flush the system. Then it's also good as a beauty regimen. You can soak yourself in it. That's after drinking, cleaning inside out.
Then you outside.
Yes. Then it also works on liver. It toxifies the liver and then heart health. So they are quite good. This one here is seasoning with tenderizer. It's some of us that have very sensitive teeth that we want our, meat to be soft. You can use this and tasty. And tasty. Wow. And one good thing here is that this is all natural. It's all natural from nature. No preservative, nothing, no artificial components in them. Basically, all of them that you can see, here. Well,
wow.
This is your basil tea. There's a zobo tea. There's your lemongrass. There are some blends like the mountain blend tea that actually has mint in it. Yes, it has mint in it. So these are just the range that we have. Some of the range that we have.
I'm really impressed about the range of products. They are all tilting towards like healthier options and all that. Well done. So how do you make money? How do you sell these products?
Well, yeah, most of the sales we currently have are through the modern market. By modern market, I say supermarkets.
Okay.
And then direct sales. Those are most of the products. In fact, there is another product that's supposed to be here. That's baby winning oh. product. There's a baby winning product that's not displayed here. We do direct selling, a lot of it. Uh-huh. It's because most of these things are new. And when you look at the challenge of having larger than size competitors who are mostly foreign based and all that, and the cost of advertising and all that, so we still do direct sales and then modern trade, the supermarkets that
I'm going to ask a deeper question, because this segment is about your cash flow.
Yes,
we know that the competitors are there, but we want to understand, if you have a strategy, if you don't have, we are going to guide you. Because marketing is what leads to sales, and sales is what bring in the money.
Yep.
And that we're talking about cash flow. Now, the people you are reaching currently, the direct sales, how do you reach them?
Okay. Well, it's more or less word of mouth and going from house to house, which is not very fast. Because these are supposed to be FMCGs. But because of the current situation where we need to manage what we have. We don't have that funds for adverts and all that. So what we now do is word of mouth. So somebody takes it and say, oh, wow, this is good. And he says, can you get me this? And he tells the other person. Then they see it on the supermarket shelf. Then sometimes when we get to the supermarket again, one of the things like the teas, when we are introducing it to the supermarket, one of the strategy that we use is that we actually set up a stand there and we brew the tea. Now, the aroma kind of brings
people to,
and they say, oh, what's this? And they sample it. Oh, this tastes nice. And from there, some of them can actually tell us, I love this. Oh, can it be more than this? Or can it, from there, these are done. It's slow, but it's effective. It's effective. Uh-huh. So the cash flow, as you mentioned, is not something that
it's not flowing
because we now find that we have to source for funds from other areas
to
work on this and all that, and sometimes it slows down production.
Wow. Well, I picked something from what you said. You've tested something that works, and our advice from here will be, work more on what has worked for you, which is that tasting stuff that you do inside a supermarket. How about taking it and making it bigger? You can host a tasting party. We have almost 4 different products here. Have different tables where people can test. So how you do revival service? It's an outreach. You can also do an outreach for your business.
Okay.
You can look at a specific area. So we say, Yaba, look at the biggest churches in that Aziz. Can you put together something? There are humans that worship in these places.
Mm-hmm.
They need this thing. There is no, especially now that we clamor for non-additives and all that. So you speak with whoever you need to speak with there and have something for men, women. Once you can read those men and women, they will tell other people, and you have products on ground to sell. It's a gradual process, but imagine focusing on the biggest churches five of them in specific areas, and then your message starts going out there. The other thing you do is now give them list of supermarkets that they can go buy more instead of coming to you. And nothing stops them from saying, ordering, you get in bulk now. When you are, when you have some of these items, they are reducing, we can restock for you. We send them to you and you pay delivery.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't need to go head on with your competition. Start with what you have. I know you know this already. Start with what you have. Keep pushing. And one day you will see that this whole thing changes. And that could even become your strategy instead of spending so much on advertising like the big companies are doing. This is your own model that you want to use to sell it. Word of mouth is still very strong, but you can turn it to a strategy where whoever buys one of these or a carton of these, you give them a card that tells someone else, for everything that person is buying, you can get a percentage on it.
Okay.
That is one. A lot of people are out of jobs, but I'm not asking you to go hire all of them. But you can start looking for people that they need a means of earning. Educate them about this product. Let them talk about it. For every sale they make, they get their commission. So you already have your sales rep out there, whether they are school leavers, whether they are in offices, and they want to make extra income. So that could even be where you need to start from. There are women or there are men that work in banks, in other institutions, but they want to make extra income. What you are selling is something that is going to save life. Educate them on how the products work. Take it, sell to your colleagues. You are making extra cash and return whatever it is. If you want to give them to sell and they bring back money, or you buy this product and you make money from it. So these are strategies you can look at that can bring money into your coffers.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So the cash will flow if you implement some of these things. And there are many more, but let's start with this. See how that works. We'll follow up with you to know how you're implementing this. In the next 90, 120 or 180 days, we believe that the story would have changed because you have amazing products. I'm willing to even test some of these teas to see how they work, even if I've not been a very good person when it comes to teas. But from what you have said that they do, I want to try and also give you feedback for these products. You can sell them to supermarkets as well. I know that supermarkets have this 90-day cycle.
Yeah,
I don't know if yours is 60 or because of your experience in the market, they have a different arrangement for you. But supermarkets are good. But people need this product to use it and look for the supermarkets where you are selling them as well. I hope this works for you.
Oh. I will definitely. It's appreciated.
All right. Thank you. And to our audience, you're listening to Mr. Jude. He has explained, he has shown us what he's been doing. You can also learn from him. So if you have products that you have created and you're wondering how to sell them, the only thing that brings cash into your business is marketing. We have shared with him options that he can try. You also can apply this in your business. And if you have questions, just drop them in the comment. We will respond to you. Thank you very much, Mr. Jude, for being on the show.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.